Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Let everybody stay where they are.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You having any of it?
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now, forget this, 27 years and 50 weeks. That's right. In 2 weeks, we celebrate anniversary number 28 on the radio. That's right, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to partake into the show, and we talk about boxing and mixed martial arts every Sunday and Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our toll-free is 1-800-878-7529. That's, once again, our toll-free phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, we got that going on as well. Yeah, we're high-tech in the house, Facebook, all that stuff. Facebook, of course, the page is RingTalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. And then you can go to Twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk and join us that way. So three modes of operating as far as getting a hold of the talk show host here. And we're here to talk boxing and MMA as we have been for almost 28 years. Of course, last night, boxing on HBO, we'll get to that. But boxing around the globe as well, an upset over in Europe. Man, boxing shaking a little bit. And of course, we'll talk MMA and the UFC. UFC 151 last night. It never happened. It never will. It'll never appear in the history books except as a cancellation that John Jones brought about himself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There's nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home.
but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? He's constantly moving. He's moving towards you. He's moving around you. He's moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. He's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. You have to keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot, right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. 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 Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. You get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I remember the first time I was told I could hit the speed bag. It was sort of like a little thing they had to lower from the sky because I was a smaller guy. So they would crank it up and it would drop. And then former heavyweight contender Eddie Machen tried to show me how to hit it, but he was standing, you know, at 6 foot tall, and he was hitting the speed bag up there. Well, for me to identify with it when I'm only like, you know, 4 foot four, 4 foot five, 4 foot eight, somewhere around there, not even 5 foot yet. So the bottom line was, you know, I just couldn't relate. I didn't learn how to hit the speed bag until I think it was in my 20s. Seriously, my late 20s. So hitting the speed bag, you even laugh at a million-dollar baby there, but the bottom line is it ain't easy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. As I said, 2 weeks, second week of September 2012, we celebrate 28 years on the radio. That's right, 27 years and 50 weeks into 28 years. We hope to celebrate with a big show featuring my favorite guest, the former undisputed world heavyweight champion. That's right, the Eastern Assassin himself, Mr. Larry Holmes, will be in the house for that show. He's promised me that, no question about it. Speaking of champs, last night, Double G, Gennady Golovkin, proved he is the real deal. Of course, the former amateur star and the man that knocked out Lucien Bute, the former Canadian champion. He knocked him out brutally in the amateurs. Anyway, last night, a TKO winner, actually a KO winner, in five rounds over Greg Proska. Proska following the 28-2, 21 KOs. Double G, as I call him, because Gennady Golovkin, try to say that one 10 times and you'll be all tongue-tied, but he's 24-0, 21 KO. So for me, he's going to be Double G from here on in. Unbeaten Jonathan Gonzalez now 16-0-1, 13 KOs. Bit of an upset here. Took on, you know, Sergey Dzunek, the former WBO junior middleweight champion, and guess what? Sergey came up to a 12-round draw. That's right. One guy thought Gonzalez won going away. Another judge didn't think so. The bottom line is the scores were 117-111 for Gonzalez, 115-113 Dzunek, and 114-114, making it a split draw. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we cover boxing on Sundays in this first half hour, 35 minutes of the show. Daniel Gill, wow, is this kid like the upset king of 2012? He can fight. He's from Australia. He's the real deal. And now he beat Felix Sturm. Felix Sturm hadn't lost in a long time. Of course, he was a man who was so brutally robbed in Las Vegas by those judges. The boxing establishment, per se, that put a gun to his head and took that fight he won against Oscar De La Hoya away from him simply because there was already an Oscar De La Hoya-Bernard Hopkins super fight set. They had bought the arena's time. They had started to advertise about it and things like that. They were talking it up big. So there's no way De La Hoya could have the apple cart in Las Vegas upset, you know, by Felix Sturm. But Sturm beat him handily and lost the 12-round decision. Felix has been good since then. I think the one fight he lost, he avenged. But the bottom line is he was a loser last night. And this guy, Daniel Gill, looks like the real deal, folks. I'm serious. The real deal. And as far as, you know, other junior middleweights right now, I mean, we got Floyd Mayweather out there at junior middleweight. He's looking for opponents, but I don't think this is the type of opponent he's looking for. He's looking for somebody either like Manny Pacquiao or Saul Alvarez or somebody like that. Somebody who could turn the pay-per-view crank along with him, okay? Sometimes, you know, it takes two to tango, so it's going to take two to turn that crank. And the bottom line is Floyd and Manny, that fight didn't happen. You heard Greg Haugen on the a prior edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, which is available at the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. But you heard Greg Haugen say that, you know, it's not a contest. And I keep saying this. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, it's not a contest, okay? It really isn't. It's a non-starter. I mean, Manny won't hit Floyd in the butt with a ping pong paddle, maybe not even a tennis racket. That's how different it is as far as the class is concerned, the ability to box, and of course, speed kills. Ask Pernell Whitaker or ask Julio Cesar Chavez when he fought Pernell Whitaker. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast. Did I mention that? My producer's holding up a note. Mention the phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing. And I really don't get it this much. Why are people so in love with Twitter? Facebook is cool, but they're tweeting. Tweeting's happening. Twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. Lots of more boxing results to talk about. Of course, Mike Tyson, formerly with the Mike Tyson one-man show, which was a hit on Broadway in New York City now. They're talking about taking that show coast to coast. And that's right, maybe in 6 to 8 months, Mike Tyson will be gracing the stages of San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Detroit, the big major markets here in the country. I'm telling you, Mike Tyson in this one-man act, according to Lenny Williams, you know my buddy, the guy that sings so very hard to go for Tower of Power and has that platinum recording artist, platinum recording song, 'Cause I Love You. Anyway, you know, Lenny said the one-man show with Mike Tyson was fantastic, one of the most revealing things he had seen in sports and or theater in years. And Lenny doesn't boast about too many things, but the bottom line is he was ultra impressed with Mr. Mike Tyson. Once again, the toll-free is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to those folks up there in Utica, New York, all three of you stations up there, and my man, Sacramento, California. Fabio Flores listening on KHTK. That's 1140 a.m. in Sacramento, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Another middleweight fight was of note last night. I mean, no question about that. But we'll talk about that after the break. We'll talk about the other results after the break. And, of course, we'll talk about the immediate boxing future. I mean, next week, it'll be Andre Ward, of course, and Chad Dawson. Andre Ward, the unbeaten super middleweight champion, of course, put that undefeated mark against the champion from 175 who's dropping down to 168, Chad Dawson. If Chad can make the weight, he can make the fight. Will he be the first guy to beat Andre Ward, the Olympic gold medalist, the man that has lost like since 1995? Yeah. I doubt it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Seriously, I mean, I don't see that happening. I really don't. I mean, Chad Dawson's going to probably come in being left-handed and things like that may present a few problems for the IBF super middleweight. Take that back. He doesn't hold the IBF title. He holds every title but the IBF title. And get this, they're trying to get him to give up or they took away his WBC 168-pound title and made him the champion emeritus or the silver champion or something like that. Sort of like they made Sergio Martinez when they made him a second-class citizen. Because, you know, this big fight coming up September 15th for the true world middleweight championship, Sergio Martinez, of course, Argentina, Spain, and now calling Oxnard, California his home. I mean, he is the real deal, no question about it. And Julio Cesar Chavez, the son of a Mexican legend. That's about as far as I think he goes. That's it. I don't think there's any greatness there. I just don't see it. I really don't. This happens, of course, the 15th of September, live on pay-per-view, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time on the West Coast. Of course, lots of stories about that. We've got one up at ringtalk.com. That's right now. That's right, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Time to go to a break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
And all of this may be charms, but I know I'll never get to love life unless I'm wrapped up in your.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Being a fighter, you know, you always know that there's a lot going on behind the scenes you don't really know about. Now, being that Floyd and Pacquiao are both champions in their own right, they're both tough fighters, I would never be one to think one is more afraid of the other one. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it just comes down to business. You know, but I think that if I had the opportunity to fight somebody who I felt like was going to be a real challenge for me in the ring, and people felt like I could, that person could possibly beat me, I would definitely get in there to it. I would take less money. So it's never an excuse. At the end of the day, you need to get in there and get it on.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy. And I just do my best.
Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, preceded by Leila Ali, on here, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And I want to mention a little quote that Miss Ali put forth there that if there was anybody out there that was really a challenge to her, she'd take less money. Listen, she ran from Ann Wolfe. She got pregnant to avoid Ann Wolfe. I'm telling you, she did everything she could to stay out of the same zip code as Ann Wolfe. Of course, Ann Wolfe, the trainer of several fighters right now, several prominent fighters. But the bottom line is, she was tough, tougher than most men. I kid you not. Another woman I wouldn't want to mess with. Her, of course, and that mad woman. I call her a mad woman, but she's beautiful. She's like a mad scientist when it comes to the world of MMA and judo. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, now 6-0, six stops. But her and Ann Wolfe, they used to call her Man Wolf. I kid you not. That's one of the nicknames they used to slide on her. But the bottom line is everybody was afraid of her. It wasn't just Leila Ali. But Leila Ali one night appeared on this show. It was on airing at a different time. I think we were airing at 11 p.m. Eastern time. She was in the Pacific time zone, which meant it was 8:15 at night. And she goes, you know, I'm staying up awful late just to do this show with you. This is what she said on the air. She had the nerve to see audacity to say this on the air. She goes, you know, I'm staying up past my bedtime in order to do this radio show tonight. I said, well, you can go to bed right now if you like. And there was this long pause at the end of the phone, right? So she had to rethink that move because she thought she was, like, going to get me to punk out for her, and I wasn't. The bottom line was she came on. She was a great interview at that from that point forward. But once she dropped the attitude, she was sort of fun to be around. But her saying that she would chase anybody who was a real challenge to her and take less money than anybody that was a real challenge to her, come on. I mean, I got to go to Verano, New York, Turning Stone Casino, New York, of course, and watch the Leila Ali, I think it was Jacqueline Frazier, Joe Frazier's daughter. She was a lawyer, and she decided to become a fighter just to make some money against Leila Ali. And they did. They packed the house up there pretty good during the weekend for the International Boxing Hall of Fame up there in Verano, New York. So Turning Stone Casino is a casino where they serve no beer, no booze, no nothing. You got to, when you get in the cab driver knows where to take you. If you say to him, hey, man, he already knows. It's like he has this preconceived condition. He's not taking you to the airport. That's like 100 miles away. The bottom line is he's taking you somewhere so you can get a beer. Okay, you can bring it back to the casino, but you can't drink it in the casino, and this casino does not sell beer. One night I was dying after announcing a ESPN fight up there in a tent. I think Hector Camacho might have been part of that card. Anyway, the bottom line is I went looking for a beer, and there wasn't any at the beer stands or the soda stands in the arena, so I thought I went into the casino and went straight to the bar, and there'd be, you know, there was a bar, but they just didn't serve alcohol. So that is the way of the world in Verano, New York, in the Turning Stone Casino, the site of a lot of fights these days. Reviewing the middleweight action, of course, Daniel Gale, the big winner last night, 28-1, 15 KOs, 111 a KO of round number 5. He looks like the real deal. I take that back. That was a 12-round unanimous decision. And the bottom line is one judge had it 116-112. For Felix Sturm. The other two judges had 116-112 for Gale. And how can a judge be 8 rounds off? How can a professional judge be 8 rounds off? Think about that. He wasn't 4 rounds off. He was 4 rounds, would have been a draw. He had the other guy win it by 4 rounds. So that means he was off 8 rounds compared to the other two judges. And the decision wasn't heralded as controversial or anything like that. It just wasn't. But this is why you take homer judges and judges that are inept and or controversial and that are embroiled in chicanery and things like that. And they're out there. And the people know who they are. The boxing establishment knows who these people are. If they want to ban them, they ban them. But boxing doesn't ban people. I mean, some judges like Gail Van Hoy of Texas, guy's like 85 years old. He's still getting big-time fights, or he was until a couple of months ago. I mean, he can barely see the hand in front of him, let alone two guys fighting in the ring. And that's indicative by the scores that he's turned in the last few years. I mean, I remember that Pauly Ayala, Hugo Duanzo fight that was on ESPN. Pauly maybe won 2 rounds. This is about 10 years ago. Maybe he won 2 rounds. Maybe 3, okay, at the max. And they gave it to Pauly Ayala and Gail Van Hoy, who was one of the judges. Dalby Shirley, of course, the guy from Las Vegas, the guy that scored it for Vito Adafermo, I believe, 115-113. Over Marvin Hagler in their first fight in 1979. Now, everybody watching boxing, every historian knows that's one of boxing's not-so-sweet decisions. When Antifermo got away with a 15-round draw and the World Middleweight Championship away from Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Of course, Hagler would capture the title after he beat the man to beat the man. Alan Minter beat Antifermo, and then Hagler went over to the UK, fought Minter, and in the second round he stopped him on cuts, and there were bottles flying. He couldn't get his belt put on in the ring. I mean, I'll tell you what, there are hooligans in every country, but in some sporting events, especially in the UK, things seem to happen at soccer and boxing matches in particular. Ring Talk Live Worldwide has open phone lines, folks. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to our folks in Atlanta, G on 3WE. Give us a call. Atlanta, tell us what's happening. And of course, John Jones canceling, canceling. He did it. He pulled out himself. We'll talk about this in a little bit, but he pulled out himself out of UFC 151. He pulled himself out of that as he wouldn't take a replacement challenger at the last minute. 8 days later, his trainer Greg Jackson said, "No, it ain't happening." Greg Anderson was a guy with Barry Bonds, but Greg Jackson said, "No, it'd be the worst decision of your life if you took this decision to fight Chael Sonnen, a middleweight moving up." So we'll talk about that. Lots of controversy in the world of mixed martial arts as the UFC has to cancel their very first event of all time. That's right. Since Zuffa Sports took over, I believe in 2001, they have never canceled an event. They canceled last week. So in other words, UFC 151 is sort of like Apollo 13. It never happened. Well, they never really went to the moon anyway, but that's another story for another day. But the bottom line is, it's aborted. It was an aborted fight card. And it's unfortunate because, you know, once the main event went out, John Jones, Dan Henderson hurting his leg, and once the main event went out, the card didn't have too much to offer. And you've got to offer something of substance on the undercard, Mr. Dana White, Mr. Genius, the man that built a company that lost $33 million initially into a $1 billion corporation. So, you know, big time. I'm right on Dana. You've done some good things, okay? But as far as this canceling this card is concerned, I thought that was a bad move. I think you should have tried to strike a deal with the MGM Grand or the Mandalay Bay, whichever the host hotel was. And, of course, they're under the same corporate umbrella. So talking to one guy is like talking to the other. And they should have, you know, done something about the tickets, scaled back the tickets, and had the FX card there instead. Okay? And put the fights that were supposed to be on Facebook and FX, put them on Facebook and FX. In other words, like an hour and a half or 2 hours of Facebook and 2 hours of FX cable, a bonus for your fans. But no, Dana doesn't want to do that. Dana leaves his undercard fighters on a lurch. Okay? They've trained 8 to 10 weeks, taking 8 to 10 weeks off work because most of these guys are electricians and carpenters and firemen and things like that. I mean, they've got other professions, unlike boxers that aren't too smart and don't get themselves a day job or have sponsors in order to carry them. And that's what these guys do is they get sponsors to carry them through training camp, and they borrow money, like Kyle Kingsbury said on a previous show, the UFC light heavyweight contender who will be on the Fuel TV card, I believe, September 29th from the UK. Figures to be a good fight card. You know, anytime we go over to the UK, as far as the UFC is concerned, you know, sparks happen. Fireworks go off because the British are so proud as far as their fighting stature is concerned. I mean, they were the ones that created the Marcus of Queen Mary's rules. That's right. That's the boxing rules in which we, you know, we work under now. We have gloves on, padded gloves, which I think is bad. I think bare-knuckle boxing is better. In fact, there's been less injuries. I know a few more cuts, but less serious injuries and no deaths due to bare-handed boxing, bare-knuckle boxing. Okay, there have been when they put the glove on. And people say, well, they wear the glove, you know, to protect the fighter. Yeah, to protect his hand, not to protect the other guy's head. It's never been that way. Okay, that's why the gloves need to be, you know, made smaller right now. I think anybody fighting from 108 to like 126 pounds should wear 4-ounce gloves. Anybody from 130 to 168 should wear 6-ounce gloves. Anywhere above 168, let's say over 168 to heavyweight, okay? Maybe 8-ounce gloves. And if you want to give these guys over 230 pounds to create a super heavyweight division, give them 10-ounce gloves, okay? But the bottom line is we need to, in order for the fighter to be better protected, we need smaller gloves. I mean, this is proved time and time again, especially by that medical study put forth by the Nevada State Athletic Commission from 2001 to 2006, in which they said that UFC fighters suffered not concussions. That means brain bleeds. That means serious, you know, head injuries, head trauma in 21% of their bouts. But yet UFC fighters only got 2.1% of their bouts where they suffered concussions or brain bleeds. So boxing has 21.2% with this big fat glove on, this big pillow. Sometimes it is a pillow. It's ridiculous. I mean, how can you have a guy like, we'll say, Ivan Garcia, who weighs like 108 pounds, wearing a 8-ounce glove, and then you've got Vitaly Klitschko, weighs 255, 260 pounds, wearing a 10-ounce glove. It doesn't make sense, especially when they've got weight division of boxing separated by 4 to 6 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Kick off fall with great offers from Lowe's, like 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Also, get 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills, $299 or more. And save 10 to 25% off all major appliances of $399 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 8/30 through 9/3. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Discount on Whirlpool appliances limited to 10%. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
I don't know what's better to listen to. Smooth sounds of the Tower of Power, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. She has enraged the world of mixed martial arts, folks. And if she was a male right now, she'd be like the most talked about celebrity on the planet. I kid you not. Instead of that skank Kim Kardashian, who, of course, who she doesn't like. I mean, she made that clear when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. She doesn't like Michael Phelps, the guy that won all those Olympic gold medals, said he's too stuck up, he's too much of a snob. I mean, Rowdy Rhonda, she tells it like it is. Of course, you can check her out on Facebook, RhondaRousey.com. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, now with UFC 151 not happening because John Jones wouldn't take on Chael Sonnen, who hadn't trained since he was beaten by Anderson Silva about 6 weeks ago. So he was willing to go into this fight and fight it at 205 pounds on 8 days' notice. But there would have been a switch from a right-handed fighter to a left-handed fighter. And even though Chael is basically a wrestler, I guess Greg Jackson, who runs a team for John Jones, said, this is the worst decision you can make in your life. Don't do it. So they didn't do it. The fight didn't happen. So the fight card is off. If, as I said earlier, for the first time in, God, 11 years at the Zuffa sports people, I'm talking about Frankie Lorenzo, Fertitta, and Frank and Dana White, who owns 10 points, of course, in the Dubai government has 13% of that, so the Fertitta brothers have 77% of the UFC pie. But the bottom line is, you know, the UFC is what's happening, and when it cancels a big main event like this, especially involving John Jones, one of the most popular fighters, who won't step up and save the show when he could have, because I said all those guys on the undercard now hate John Jones. They do. They trained for 8 to 10 weeks. They couldn't work. They borrowed money, this and that. And now they don't have the money to put him back. Yeah, Dana's going to put him on future shows. And maybe he'll give him a little bit of a bonus, because that's the type of guy Dana White is, okay? But I thought that Dana White could have threw this card on FX cable, just dropped it on down to FX, dropped the pay-per-view for the night. You know, the satellite time was already bought, and so that's gone. I think you've got insurance on that anyway. But put the event on, but make it a little bit smaller event, but let it happen on FX Cable, a surprise for FX Cable. Let them do it in the last minute. They were going to televise UFC 151 preliminaries anyway, so why not just, you know, televise the main card of UFC 151 and try to do some ratings with it at the very last minute. But they're not that they're not as creative as I am, and bottom line is Dana White's got his issues. I mean, you can love him, you can hate him, but you've got to respect him. As I said, he's turned a business that lost $33 million initially into a billion-dollar business as I speak. Remember Ken Shamrock? I had him on the show a couple of years ago. He took some time out of a movie and stepped out of a movie to spend some time with us on the radio talking, of course, the UFC, the world of mixed martial arts, his endeavors into the world of professional wrestling, of course, which is rig fighting. I mean, he went through it all, top to bottom. But now, you know, he's like 48 years old, and he was in Modesto, California, which is like the raisin capital of the world, or one of them anyway, as far as manufacturing and growing raisins are concerned. A few weeks ago, he saw these two chicks fighting in front of the store. So he goes to break it up, and some chick jumps on his back, and he throws her off, and they're thinking about contemplating charging him with assault. Okay, look, if some chick jumps on your back, you're trying to break up a fight, it's her error. Okay, it's not your error, and if she gets popped in the process, so be it. She jumped on the guy. That I don't understand. Never understood it as a policeman. There was domestic violence both ways. There were assaults both ways. You know, a chick would hit a guy, smack him in a bar. You know, like Nicole Simpson did O.J. Simpson at that bar down on Powell Street in San Francisco back about 1981. But the bottom line is, you know, I mean, there is domestic violence committed by both women and men. So let's just get this out of the way. Anyway, he's not going to be charged. The DA said he's not going to charge now 48-year-old Shamrock, of course, the brother. And he's just, you know what, when it comes to MMA, he was sort of the guy that put MMA on the map. Let's be honest. I mean, him as UFC heavyweight champion sort of took the MMA out of the backwoods, out of the indies, per se, and made it a almost a household name because it was only being shown on pay-per-view. And then some areas were refusing to carry it on pay-per-view. Then they said it was illegal to put on. Some states made mixed martial arts illegal. In fact, I think to an extent it's still illegal in Canada, and they grant an exception to it each time they hold a big UFC card up there. Of course, UFC 152 going down in Toronto, Canada. John Jones taking on Vitor Belfort. Belfort has won 7 of his last 8 fights, but he's been trying to fight at middleweight, which is 185 pounds. This is a title fight at 205, so he's in a no-lose situation, I guess, as far as the company's concerned, because they've promised him. I think they gave him this fight. So, look, if you save the show and end up fighting John Jones, we'll give you something in the future. We'll put you on tap for something nice, win or lose here. And do I think he's going to win? No. He's probably about a 5-1, maybe a 6-1 underdog as far as I'm concerned. Maybe a 7-1 or, you know, about 7-1, 7 or 8-1 underdog. You know, Dan Henderson was about a 4-1 underdog. He wasn't going to beat John Jones. It's tough to beat John Jones. John's Bone Jones is 16-1-1. Okay, he's got the 16-1. He's got the one loss. Of course, he was pounding on a guy while on the ground and threw some illegal elbows, allegedly. And the fight was stopped, and he was disqualified. But that's his only loss. I mean, the guy's the real deal. There's no question about it. He just signed a major deal with Nike, a worldwide sports deal with Nike. The first UFC fighter, the first fighter, boxing, UFC, MMA, call anything you want, the first combat sports type of guy to land a Nike worldwide contract is John Jones. Of course, he just got busted for DWI. He wrapped his Bentley around a telephone pole. He's been sort of given a pass here, but he is like, you know, one of those godchild, godchildren of Dana White. Well, Dana White was like, he wanted to spank his godchild this week for causing this fight not to happen. He wanted it to happen. But Dana wanted it on pay-per-view. And in my mind, this is just pay-per-view greed. That's what's happening, is that they're diluting the product. The product is getting weaker to an extent because of injuries. Guys get hurt in the gym. You know, they're doing their thing. I mean, they're fighting full force in the gym. That's why guys are more prone because of all the activities involved, the wrestling, the jiu-jitsu, I mean, the stand-up. You mix it all together. You know, you're training 3 to 4 different ways as far as MMA is concerned. And in boxing, you go in there and you train one way in particular. You know, I like the body shots. Most guys didn't like the body shots because to throw a body shot, you sort of have to commit yourself, especially to throw the hook to the body. There's a good chance you can get countered with the almighty right hand, especially if a guy's watched videotape of you in the past and he realizes that is your bread and butter. But when I would get guys up the ropes and they pull their hands up to cover their faces, man, I used to love digging that left hand right into the liver. Ask Danny Capello. Man, he was out in like 13 seconds of the second round with one single body shot. That sort of ended matters for that. And, of course, Paul Nave, the former, what do they call him, the WBF? Is that what Greg Hogan and I were talking about, the World Boxing Federation? He was their WBF champion for a while. And, of course, I stopped him at the Cow Palace with a body shot. Yeah, and he hung on to me so tight, grabbing around my legs, wind was knocked out of him, that they ended up having a big controversy afterwards to whether it was a TKO from the punch or disqualification that he wouldn't let go of me. And the bottom line is they ruled in the way of a disqualification. So anytime I say this, he happens to bring up the fact, well, I was disqualified. Yeah, you were disqualified after I hooked you to the body and you couldn't take no more. You basically said no mas on your feet, on your knees, at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That was in the early 1980s. I'm not trying to be dated here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. As I said, UFC 152 going down September 27th from Toronto, Canada. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Okay, and this is going to play a few times, so this is going to get heard by the people in the UFC office, but I wouldn't buy this pay-per-view. I just really wouldn't. I mean, I'm not into it. I mean, Jones and Belfort, that's sort of like a foregone conclusion. I mean, there's no question about it. We know what's going to happen there, okay? Vitor Belfort is going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, it won't even be close. It just won't. Michael Bisping's on the card. He's always exciting to watch. I think he's taking on Brian Stann. He figures Stan's going to bring all that he can, but I don't think Stan is a man when it comes to beating Michael Bisping. And don't misspell his name or mispronounce his name because he will dog you about it on the radio. Present company is well aware of that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's right, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can also catch us on the website, ringtalk.com, stitcher.com, which is the biggest radio network in the entire world. They say they're from Shanghai to San Francisco and back and forth and all around the globe. TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com has us live, of course, and we've got iTunes with the delayed broadcast. We got it going on, 11 different platforms, and, of course, live on the radio coast-to-coast on the fabulous Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, with Daniel Gill winning last night, no question about that, does that make him a future opponent or a possible opponent for Sergio Martinez? Because everybody thinks that Sergio's sort of going to walk through Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. come September 15th when they do their thing on HBO pay-per-view. And I'm hoping that he does. I'm hoping that he humiliates the son of the Mexican legend, because I wasn't that respectful of Chavez growing up all along. Because, you know, I know that in his 12th fight, the boxing commission reversed the disqualification loss to a KO win. And that's the way things are done down there in Mexico when you've got guys as powerful as Jose Suleiman of the World Boxing Council or the World of Bunko and Chicanery or the World Boxing Circus, call it what you want. They sort of do what they want when it comes to Chavez. They anointed him the middleweight champion of the world. He's the one running around wearing this green belt, which is recognized as a WBC world title belt. Okay? And Martinez shows up like, you know, I'm just a guy here to challenge a champ. Because the champ's got the belt over his shoulder, and he's standing there in a T-shirt and a jean jacket looking very casual, not dressed up, this and that. But the guy from Oxnard, originally from Argentina, then he went to Spain and learned how to fight. Then he came to Oxnard to live, and he is the world middleweight champion. I mean, bar none. Undisputed. No question about that. Of course, his knockout of Paul Williams, if Paul Williams hadn't gotten that motorcycle accident a couple of months ago and hurt himself seriously, the referee might still be counting over Paul Williams. That's how he got knocked out. He got knocked into another time zone. I mean, second round, one punch knockout, boom, lights out Paul Williams. Do I think it'll be the same on the 15th of September when Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., a tall fighter, somewhat lanky, but he's strong. He's going to enter the ring probably about 180, 182 pounds. And, you know, Martinez will end up entering the ring probably about 66, 67. So he's going to be giving up a size and weighted disadvantage, no question about that. But I think he'll be able to exploit that. I think that you're able to throw pot shots through Chavez's peekaboo defense, because when he gets backed up, he turns into this peekaboo, he squares up. And what I'm talking about squaring up is both your elbows are at the same point, side by side. Anytime you square up, you're not doing your thing, because you know you can't avoid punches. You can't duck. You can't bob and weave. You can't step out of the way. You're stuck with both your arms with back to the ropes. So the bottom line is, I think Chavez needs to fight this fight in the center of the ring and hit Martinez with hard shots in order to get his respect. I think Martinez is going to box a bit, look around, move around, be clever. Look for the shot that's going to take Julio Cesar Chavez out. He's not looking to go 12 rounds. I'm not kidding you. He's not. He's just not a decision type of guy, at least not in this fight. Seeing the WBC has trashed him so badly, and HBO has to an extent, because, you know, they've called Chavez the WBC middleweight champion, and then they sort of add an asterisk to it later and mentioning that Sergio Martinez really is the world middleweight champion. But the bottom line is, he will do his thing on September 15th. I think he'll be successful. And September 16th, we'll wake up with the exposure of the fraud of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the # Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Heard live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views.
Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
Let my boys rock a little bit here. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we rock twice a week, Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The prediction, of course, the upcoming boxing match next Saturday. Of course, the main event, Andre Ward, the world super middleweight champion, of course, taking on Chad Dawson, the once-beaten light heavyweight title holder, dropping down to 168 pounds. Well, I think he's dropping down for the money. I think he'll make a decent amount of money fighting on HBO against Andre Ward in his hometown, and I think this is solely a financial move, that it's a fight that he can't win in the ring. I think Andre Ward is just too polished, too powerful. He's got it going on as far as his defense is concerned. I mean, he's a complete fighter right now. You've heard people like Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, say that he's the number two fighter in America behind Floyd Mayweather. So if Andre Ward's number two, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, and the 1996 bronze medalist, man that should have got the gold, Floyd Mayweather, number two and number one, it does say something for our failing Olympic team, which did not have their hand raised one time in the 2012 Olympics when it came to male boxing. In female boxing, they scored medals in two of the three categories. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Don't forget to catch the podcasts, all that information, articles, stuff like that at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Till next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.